This alcove contains a colour photograph of Fahima Hossain, a British Sign Language teacher from London. The photograph is the same size as the previous one and fills the alcove. The image shows Fahima's face, much larger than life. She is a young woman wearing glasses and looking directly forward. The photo captures Fahima shrouded in darkness, lending her a mysterious ghostly quality, but it is still possible to make out her expression, which appears serious and calm. In the mid-1600s, when Christopher Wren was a teenager, he created two fingerspelling alphabets, specifically for deaf people. It remains uncertain whether these alphabets were ever used by deaf people or what motivated Wren to develop them. However, during that time, many natural philosophers, who we would now refer to as scientists, were intrigued by communication and cognition in deaf people. Deaf people have always used signs to communicate. However, it wasn't until the late 1700s that children in deaf schools began signing collectively, which eventually led to the development of British Sign Language, commonly known as BSL. Today, Fahima teaches BSL at Remark, an organisation led by deaf people and based in London. More than 150,000 people in the UK currently use BSL, and in 2022 it became a legally recognised language in Great Britain. The next photograph I will be describing is seventh in the series. It is of Giles Harrison, a professor of meteorology. The photo is about 20 metres further along the corridor. On the way there, we will be passing photos of four other individuals. Rob Gow, a beehive designer. Jaideep Pandit, a professor of anaesthesia at the University of Oxford. Professor Catherine Blundell, OBE, a professor of astrophysics at the University of Oxford. And Dr. Lucy Collinson, the head of electron microscopy at the Francis Crick Institute.